This is a podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Stand by for the call to order, or else we'll be joining the meeting already in progress.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our special City Council meeting this March 18th, 2024. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Tidwell.
Here.
Mr. Ringstad.
Here.
Mr. Marnie.
I'm here.
Mr. Cleworth.
Here.
Ms. Rogers.
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Here also.
Mayor Prus.
Here. There's no one on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone here who wants to give public testimony? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Okay. Do I hear a motion to enter into executive session to discuss the Fairbanks Firefighter Union negotiation strategy? Mr. Clearworth.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Clearworth, second by Ms. Sprinkle. We'll take a moment here. Thank you for your time with us.
We're back on the record.
Mr. Clearworth, do you please bring us out of executive session?
City Council met in executive session, discussed one item, firefighters' negotiations. No official action was taken.
Okay. Before we adjourn, is there any discussion from City Council members on any item? That's not involving executive session.
Yeah,
Ms. Sprinkle.
I want to be able to talk about at some point this tax for the tobacco that the borough is proposed.
Yeah, I was gonna say the
and
same.
I'm very worried about it. So that's just saying, God, 40, what was it, 48%? That's insane.
Mr. Clayworth.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to talk about, Sue. We, at the borough meeting, under our comment and my comments, I carried forward what our concern about with the double taxation. And I'll tell you, that was the weirdest evening. It was about 2 hours on the subject, and Assembly Member Leginus, am I saying that right? He had, I thought, the best idea, which was to keep it at the 8% rate, include vapes, call it a day. But no, they understood that they were going to mess up the city of Fairbanks and the city of North Pole. And double taxation, which would give vendors in the borough now a 20% advantage. And it also encouraged, I mean, if you wanted to make some bucks in this town, you open it up in Nenana or whatever, and you go buy in bulk, bring it back. And I mean, anyway, it was an interesting meeting, and that's what they came up with. So our concerns were for naught, although it was a closer vote than I thought. 5-4 is pretty tight. But it's unfortunate because I think you're going to lose some sales. It's easy to buy that stuff online.
Well, I had got involved in that, probably too deep because it's still on my mind. But I ended up calling Scott Crass. He was the sponsor, one of the sponsors. And Scott indicated to me that he realized the issue that, you know, the 20, they call it stacked on. So they're 20 plus our 20, and that affects inside the city. So he realized that was a problem and offered to me that he would make an amendment to give exemptions for city businesses.
And didn't.
And he didn't.
So is there a
So Mr. Assemblymember Crass did not follow through. Promised you.
So what does the city have any power to do?
Mayor, or could I?
Yes, go
so,
ahead.
When we noticed today's meeting, we didn't notice any other conversations, and I think it's probably okay if there's like a, hey, we need to discuss this at some point in the future. Okay. I think if we start delving into any particular topic, we might be in a kind of dangerous area. So I'd recommend maybe just that we put it on calendar for whenever it's convenient for mayor and council.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. No.
Yes, Monday,
not tomorrow. Is it seeing no opposition? Our special meeting is adjourned.
This concludes the podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Please visit us at www.fairbanksalaska.us.